this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Well, we've got several updates on this program, and we'll get right to it. North Hills is out with its lineup for the 10th season of the Midtown Beach Music Series. The free concerts are held on Thursday nights at the Commons from 6 until 9. Here's a rundown of a few of the next few weeks of entertainers. April 20th, it's The Embers featuring Craig Woolard. April 27th, it is Liquid Pleasure. May 4th, Sleeping Booty. May 11th, Legacy Motown Review. May 18th, it's The Band of Oz. And May 25th, it's The Tams. And we'll extend the listing as the weeks go along. The final one runs through on August 17th, when the Embers are back. So, April 20th through August 17th, the Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills. Also coming up at North Hills, the Midtown Music Fest, scheduled for Saturday, April 29th from 2 to 9:30 at Midtown Park. The third annual Midtown Music Fest is a celebration of spring and the return of outdoor music to North Hills, with a diverse lineup spanning a variety of genres split between two stages, and the concerts are free. The Park Street stage will feature Arsena, Brooke Hatala, and members of Jack the Radio. On the Midtown Park stage, it's Town, Stolen Roads, Shannon LaBrie, Wild Fur, and the Chris Weaver Band. The World of Beer Festival from All About Beer magazine will feature 75 breweries April 1st at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. The breweries will spread out into festivals within the festival, including 36 breweries in the North Carolina Beer Garden. There is also a cider garden, returning for the second year, and the International Beer Oasis, which is a new addition. It includes beers from Belgium and Germany, but also from Brazil, Laos, Kenya, and New Zealand. Attendees can choose between two sessions, one from noon to 4, the other from 6 to 10. General admission tickets are $45 in advance or $55 a door, if available, and include a tasting glass and unlimited 4-ounce tastings from more than 250 beers. VIP tickets are $90. This is the festival's 12th year in Raleigh and the second year at the State Fairgrounds. All righty, 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill is back with its live and local music and art series every Friday, 6 to 9. April 21st, Folk Music Medley with Christy Ann Smedley. May 5th, Bluegrass and Bike Week with Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. May 12th, Cirque du Plaza with Down to Earth Aerials. No schedule yet for festivals on the plaza. Clower Family Vineyards is back with this Toasts and Tunes series. The events are held on select Saturdays starting at 2. The Live in the District Music Series in Morrisville has scheduled concerts each Thursday, 6:30 to 9, April 20th through June 8th. The concerts are held in front of the Stone Theater in Village Marketplace. April 20th, it's the Band of Oz. April 27th, Carter Winter. May 4th, Patrick Rock Band. May 11th, Kalen and Haley Witters. May 18th, West Street Band. May 25th, Muscadine Bloodline. June 1st, McKaylee Buck Band. And June 8th, Brittany Marie. Okay, the Wake Forest Six Sundays concerts return to Joyner Park Amphitheater. The concerts are free and held, of course, on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Coming up April 30th, Marcus Anderson, one of the premier saxophonists in the world. May 7th, Folia, one of the hottest new groups in the Triangle. Folia performs Celtic music. May 14th, E.G. Peters Band. E.G. has been playing music since he was 12 years old. He's not 12 anymore, but anyway. May 21st, Hank Patty and the Current, two of North Carolina's veteran bluegrass musicians join forces with some of the Triangle's most versatile musicians. May 28th, Walking for Pennies. And June 4th, Pinecone will produce the final concert in that Six Sundays series, but no performers have been announced as yet for that date. All right, a reminder, the American Dance Festival is coming up. The 2017 version is celebrating its 40th year in Durham with a special extended season, June 3rd through July 29th. The festival features dance companies from Israel, Canada, and the U.S., with performances in 11 venues in three cities. An opening night gala performance is set for the Durham Performing Arts Center on June 15th and will feature homegrown North Carolina companies, choreographers, and dancers. Festival performances will also take place at Reynolds Industries Theater and Baldwin Auditorium. ADF's Out of the Box series events will be held at a number of venues, including the North Carolina Museum of Art, Duke Homestead, and the Nasher Museum of Art. Ticket prices range from $10 to $62, with many savings options available. Tickets can be purchased starting May 2nd through the ADF website at americandancefestival.org. The DPAC Ticket Center, and the American Tobacco District. Okay, audio describe performances that are coming up soon around the Triangle and the region. Saturday, April 8th, it's Something Rotten at DPAC. This is Broadway's Big Fat Hit, that from the New York Post. Set in 1595, this hilarious smash tells the story of Nick and Nigel Bottom, two brothers who are desperate to write a hit play. When a local soothsayer foretells that the future of theater involves singing, dancing, and acting all at the same time, Nigel and Nick set out to write the world's first musical. Show starts at 8. Sunday, April 9th, on the audio described performance list, The Royale, Burning Coal Theater, Raleigh's Murphy School Auditorium. What kind of pressure does it put on a man when you ask him to be brutal, cunning, and selfish one minute, and quiet, thoughtful, and subservient the next? For the first African-American heavyweight champion, that question took a back seat to the even more important question, what kind of pressure does he put on himself? Performance is at 2. Also on April 9th, Mousetrap, Cary Art Center. A group of strangers is stranded in a boarding house during a snowstorm, one of whom is a killer. The suspects include the newly married couple who run the house, and the suspicions in their minds nearly wreck their perfect marriage. Others are a spinster with a curious background, an architect who seems better equipped to be a chef, a retired Army major, a strange little man who claims his car has overturned in a snowdrift, and a jurist who makes life miserable for everyone. Into their midst comes a policeman traveling on skis. He no sooner arrives when the jurist is killed. Two down and one to go. Another famous Agatha Christie switch finish. Performance is at 3. Tuesday, April 11th, My Fair Lady, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill. The most lovely musical of them all. Be transported by glorious music and cheer Eliza on as she grabs her chance for reinvention, breaking barriers and changing the lives of Henry Higgins and everyone she meets along the way. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Saturday, April 15th, Jesus Christ Superstar, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, the greatest rock opera ever created. Jesus Christ Superstar has enthralled audiences since its historic Broadway opening in 1971. Saturday, April 22nd, Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery, Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville. The performance starts at 2. Sunday, April 30th, James and the Giant Peach. This is at Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Sunday, May 14th, A Piece of My Heart, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Also on Sunday, May 14th, The Neverending Story, Cary Arts Center at 3. Saturday, May 27th, Matilda, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Saturday, May 27th, Finding Neverland, Deepak at 8 p.m. Saturday, June 10th, The King and I, Deepak at 8. And Sunday, June 11th, Avenue Q, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Some other events coming up soon. The Art of Cool Festival. It's set for April 28th through the 30th. Festival organizers say Common is joining this year's event. The award-winning rapper, actor, producer, and poet will play Durham Performing Arts Center on April 29th. Tickets to see Common at Deepak are separate from the Art of Cool VIP and two-day club passes. A two-day general admission ticket, which is $115, allows guests access to all club shows. The all-access VIP ticket, priced at $265, includes reserved seating at the headliner performance from George Clinton on Saturday, April 29th, and access to a VIP Sunday brunch featuring a special performance by the Hamiltones. VIP tickets also get you into all club shows, but allow you to avoid waiting in line. VIP ticket holders will have access to purchase exclusive premium seats to see Common's show. So there you go, Durham's Art of Cool Festival coming up April 28th through the 30th. Also that weekend, Merlefest, April 27th through the 30th. The Abbott Brothers and Zach Brown Band are among the bands playing this year's Merlefest. Of course, that's a four-day music festival on the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro. Other notable performers this year include Marty Stewart and his fabulous Superlatives, Sam Bush Band, Jerry Douglas, Steep Canyon Rangers, Del McCoury Band, Donnell Leahy, Chatham County Line Electric Holiday, Mandolin Orange, and Sierra Hall. We've got the National Folk Festival coming up September 8th through the 10th. The 77-year-old festival has been held in downtown Greensboro for 2 years now. And, of course, the upcoming event will mark the third. The National Folk Festival boasts approximately 300 musicians, dancers, storytellers, and craftspeople. That's the National Folk Festival in Greensboro, September 8th through the 10th. Well, if your kids are into Legos, here you go. Two upcoming events. Of course, you got a reminder that Brick Universe at Raleigh Convention Center is set for April 8th and 9th. Sponsors are touting all new attractions for this year and that tickets sold out for last year's event. Then you've got the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center's Lego Palooza, which was postponed because of the Chapel Hill water crisis, is now being held April 29th and 30th. The popular event's now in its 14th year. There will be some big displays along with hands-on activities. It's best for ages 6 and up. some North Carolina festivals from around the state. April 7th and 8th, you've got the Pirate Fest. Where else but Greenville? April 8th, Pig in the Park at Old Waynesboro in Goldsboro. High Point Easter Egg Hunt, the Rockingham Spring Fest. That's all April 8th. April 14 and 15, the North Carolina Herring Festival in Jamesville. April 18th through the 23rd, the Grifton Shad Festival. April 22nd, two events on the list, Rocky Fest and Hidden Night and Arbor Day in Statesville. April 28th, a Taste of Duplin and More in Keenansville. April 28 and 29, three festivals, as a matter of fact, Barbecue Capital Cook-Off in Lexington, North Carolina Pickle Festival in Mount Olive, and the Washington Marine Market. April 28 through the 30th, Fayetteville Dogwood Festival and the Farmville Dogwood Festival. April 29th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival in Cary, and the Shining Rock River Fest in Canton. And finally, on our list of festivals from around the state, April 29th and 30th, Foothills Merry-Go-Round Festival in Shelby. Okay, looking at some events from communities around Raleigh, the Clayton Center on Saturday, April 22nd, Rock Legends, part rock concert, part rock tribute, all rock and roll. Rock Legends combines all of these elements to create a show that is the only one of its kind. In this rock and roll review created by audience favorite Billy McGuigan, audiences vote through the power of their applause for the songs and music they want to hear from the 50s through the 80s. That's Rock Legends at the Clayton Center, Saturday, April 22nd. At the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Thursday and Friday, April 6 and 7, Holly Springs has got talent and murder. This is a deliciously tasty murder mystery dessert theater show. Saturday, April 8th, Holly Springs Community Band. April 20th through the 22nd, Encore Youth Productions presents Bye Bye Birdie. Friday, April 28th, All for One. If you've ever been in love, then you've heard the name All for One and their timeless songs, I Swear, I Can Love You Like That, So Much in Love, I Turn to You, These Arms, Beautiful as You, and much more. Saturday, May 20th, it's the Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. And then June 7, 8, and 10, and then again at 12th through the 17th, it's Finding Patience. Several performers telling the captivating story of Holly Springs from the Civil War to present day. Okay, Garner Performing Arts Center, March 30th and 31st, and then again April 1st, it's 87. One town, one school, one team, one championship. It's a music about a group of boys that captured the imagination of a small town and won the state football championship. Performances are at 7:30, the 30th and 31st, and then at 2 on April 1st. Saturday, April 8th at the Garner Performing Arts Center, Broadway Voices, Hugh Panero. Hugh is back by popular demand after receiving numerous standing ovations during his sold-out Broadway Voices performance last January. This is a 7:30 event. April 21 and 22, and again April 28 and 29, Sylvia, presented by the Town Players of Garner. Saturday, May 6th, Shadows of the 60s. This concert pays tribute to the tremendous legacy of the Four Tops and the Supremes. And this tribute production show, Shadows of the 60s, performs the hits that span several decades. Great care is taken to reproduce the music note for note and in the original keys and arrangements. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Then Friday, June 23rd at Garner Performing Arts, Elvis on Tour. Switching to the community of Cary, the 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series. This is Cary's Food Truck Rodeo with four upcoming dates, April 23rd, June 25th, July 30th, and October 1st. All four events run 12:30 to 5. Sunday, April 2nd in Cary, African American Literary Tea, Women's Writers and Literary Freedom, Paige Walker Arts and History Center, 2 to 4. The cost is $10. Live at Lunch Series, Thursdays in April and May, Fidelity Bank Plaza from 11:30 to 1:30. April 6th, it's Kate McGarry. April 13th, Nick Driver. April 20th, Casey Cotton. April 27th, Ariel Pocock. May 4th, Rory John Zach Duo. May 11th, Garrett Newton Duo. May 18th, Jimmy Weaver. And May 25th, E.G. Peters. Friday, April 21st in Cary, Balsam Range. Balsam Range's ascent to the top of the bluegrass world has left a well-marked trail of success since the band's inception in 2007. The concert starts at 7:30. Saturday, April 22nd, Children's Day Festival. This is at the Sertoma Amphitheater from 11 to 5. Saturday, April 29th, is the Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival from 9 to 5. Wednesday, May 3rd, Senior Citizens Day, Cary Senior Center. There's the annual luncheon from 11:30 to 1 and the SAS Show Choir performance at 7. Saturday, May 6th, Herb Fest. This event is held on the grounds of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center from 9 to 3. May 12th through the 14th, The Neverending Story, Cary Youth Theater. Saturday, May 13th, Ritmo Latino Festival. Saturday, May 20th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. Show starts at 3. Concerts in Bond Park at Sertoma Amphitheater this summer. All concerts are free and held Saturday evenings at 7. May 13th, Loose Strings Band. June 10th, Tyler Hughes and Sam Gleaves. July 8th, Al Strong. August 12th, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. Also, the Starlight Concert Series is held Friday evenings at 7, unless noted, at Paige Walker Arts and History Center. The concerts are free. June 2nd, the Polka Plus Band. June 23rd, Celebration of Bluegrass. July 14th, Greg Gelb and the Second Line Stompers. And then August 4th, it is Jamrock. Enjoying an evening of laughs, Goodnight's Comedy Club is one of the places. March 30th through April 1st, it's Chad Daniels. April 7th through the 9th, it is the Plastic Cup Boys. April 13th through the 15th, Mitch Fatel. So you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are considered 18 plus. Okay, let's move on to the Ritz. The club is located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. All shows at 8 o'clock unless noted. Friday, March 31st, The Flaming Lips. Saturday, April 1st, the WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Rumors, Fleetwood Mac tribute band. Friday, April 7th at the Ritz, Marcia Ambrosius and Eric Benet. Tuesday, April 11th, Sirius XM presents Anthrax and Killswitch Engage, the Killthrax Tour. Friday, April 14th, Dark Star Orchestra. Sunday, April 16th, Big Sean, I Decided Tour 2017. Okay, at the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blount Street, Thursday, March 30th, local band Local Beer, Primitive Ways presents White Cascade, Maple Stave, and Night Battles. This is at 9:30. Friday, March 31st, Zach Mexico plus The Velt, Flaming Lips After Party. This is at 11:30. Saturday, April 1st, the 7th Annual Cypher University Showcase, and that is at 7:30. Okay, at Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Thursday, March 30th, Grateful Ball, the Travelin' McCoorys, and the Jeff Austin Band. This is at 8:30. Friday, March 31st, Pulse, Electronic Dance Party at 9. Saturday, April 1st, Runaway Gin at 9. Sunday, April 2nd, Super Duper Kyle presents Super Tour with Cousin Stitz. Thursday, April 6th, the Pancakes and Booze Art Show, Raleigh's premier underground art show featuring more than 40 emerging artists, live body painting, live music, live art, and a free pancake bar. That all starts at 7. Friday, April 7th, Barcode Silent Party Edition, and that's at 10 o'clock. Sunday, April 9th, Bowling for Soup with Runaway Kids and Direct Hit. And that show starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, April 14th, The Breakfast Club with the Jason Adamo Band. And that's a 9 o'clock show. And Saturday, April 15th, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. That's a cool one. And that's at 9 o'clock. And once again, this is all at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. And coming up April 7th at PNC Arena, that's a Friday night, Jeff Dunham, the Perfectly Unbalanced Tour. And Saturday, April 15th, we've got the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then Saturday, April 22nd, it's Women's Empowerment 2017. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. That phone number once again, 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.